Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heart Strings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Hello, hello. Okay, just hold on. Hello, hello. Ooh la la. All right. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're going to be having a conversation that you guys all want to have. You guys like, most those conversations where we are talking about the real things. So welcome to Pulling Heartstrings, where we're addressing the elephant in the room. Tonight is a Tuesday and the time is 5 minutes past the hour of 10. And tonight we're going to be talking about what happens when you're knight in shining armor. What happens when you're bae thang? What happens when you're boo-boo kitty? What happens when you're creme de la creme, right? Turns out to be somebody's forever. We're going to be talking about it from experience, and we are diving into this thing called talk therapy, né? We might just talk ourselves out of heartbreaks and talk ourselves into a world of wonderfulness. But before that, let me get my guest in studio.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ni pura nenge lo wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoywe ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa mune udo otukwetira o special ange sashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka otoni ushenji kenawa nokumona oijabweli nawa ninge pata
All righty. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Aina. How are you doing?
I'm very fine. How are you, Mom?
I'm fine, thank you. You know why I called you here to class today?
Yeah.
I wanted us to talk about your experiences. You know, we're doing a thing called talk therapy for a little while, where we are going to talk ourselves out of feeling bad. We're going to talk ourselves into a good space. We're going to express ourselves fully, honestly, and, you know, just let it go once and for all.
Okay.
So that is the point that we are bringing forward when we are having this series of talk therapy. You know, we talk about everything and anything under the sun, and sometimes there are specific topics that need to be tackled, you know, that need to be spoken about, because we all pretend like these things are not happening. Eh? But they are happening. Hasho. Okay, so move at a nice place where there's 90, nice network.
I think I'm the
You are the, there. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right, talk to me. How are you?
Currently I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Mom, and everyone listening?
Well, personally, I'm fine. I'm good. It's just Small headaches here and there, but I'm fine. Yeah? And it seems like in this my era, né? It's like, oh, in this my era, it's just like, I don't really want to wear clothes, ka? Like, like, oshini, né? Nahara ando ndazaro hema anji yonturo, né? Noka mbepo taka pepe. Every day, ngen. Ngandi dina, né? Ofurundutu, né?
That just can't do that.
Exactly. So, that is part of my struggles. But all in all, I'm fine. So, how have you been? So, maybe you can start by telling us about yourself. Like, who are you? Or who are you right now? How old are you? Tell us about you. Today is all about you.
Okay. People call me Aina.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We can't hear all of a sudden.
You
get very excited and then you move from the place with the network. We all know that you're in the village.
Okay. My name is Aina.
Mm.
Should I include my surname?
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
You don't want your parents being called.
Okay, people call me Aina. I'm 21. years of age.
You're 21 now.
Turning 22, October.
Oh, okay. October what?
30th. A good day.
Hey, okay. Uh-huh. You're 22 right now.
No, 21.
Oh, you're 21.
So, let's not talk about my education. But,
Okaranga wanjanga shito. Anoike.
Maybe stigma, but...
Stigma? Are you afraid of stigma?
Not really.
Let's talk about that, because I believe that the things that we say, usually there's a little bit of truth in every joke. So are you afraid of stigma? Are you afraid of being stigmatized against? Because you're talking about this conversation, or you're having this conversation?
Not really. But the reason why I want to have this conversation, I just want to open up my heart and just let go of everything, just at once, and start afresh.
No?
Yeah.
Do you feel like
because it's... Sometimes it's worse because we have, we as human beings, we express our feelings differently. Some people believe in crying, but personally, me, I don't believe in crying. I believe in talking. With my tears. But yeah, crying can come in, but not as others. But for me, I believe in just speaking my heart out. And as long as whoever I'm going to tell, hear me, listen to me, and also understand me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So we can start at the beginning. So you had like a boyfriend. Start by telling us about your car. We are calling it a car, but okay, let's start by your relationship. Because today we don't have a lot of time. We only have 2 hours. So, let's run our listeners and our audience through, what transpired. So this guy was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. You can tell us now about, okay, so we met here. I was how old? You can tell us. Tonight is all about you. We'll just listen.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Mom.
Feel free. You are in a safe space. And trust me, there is no one out there that is judging you. If anything, we are all trying to learn from your experiences. Because some of us hear these things. Some of us, we hear our cousins doing it. And some of us experience it where you are in love with somebody, you are dating somebody, and this is what happens, you know. So feel free and lecture us. Yeah.
Like you said, there's nothing new under the sun.
There is nothing new under the sun.
Okay. Not long ago, I was in love. Just when I finished my high school, that was 2021, I was just 18 years old. We met like I went to visit a friend of mine in Ndangwa. Back then, I was still in a hostel, but I was visiting a friend of mine in Ondangwa. And then that friend of mine was living guy in a house where the friend used to live. Somewhere, there were flats. So on my way back going home to my grandmother, a car approached me. It was a guy. How do I describe him? He was not really
You know, when you said on your way back, ne, you just, there was this scene that used to play back in the day. I don't think you will remember it because you were relatively young, but it was this thing of, stay away from sugar daddies. Now it's like, you're walking and then there's a car behind you. That's a sugar daddy.
A car approached me. I was just walking, going to get a cab to go home. A car approached me.
Yeah.
And then the man inside rolled the window. And then he said...
Even you, you said the man, my dear.
And then I was like... He started off like, I still remember well. He started off like, I thought you were hiking.
And oh, like, thought, like a white girl.
Yeah. And then I answered back. I went to Ben because I remember my grandma used to tell me, don't talk to strangers, and this one is not my patient.
The stranger was driving.
Yeah.
And he was giving you white people metaphors. Because I thought you were hiking. You're like, ah, in the north, hiking. Okay. That's a nice pickup line for some guy out there that's struggling to talk to girls. That's a nice pickup line. Because the girls stopped.
And then I turned, then I looked at the guy, and then I told him, no, I'm not hiking, but I'm going to hike later. Mm-hmm. And then he asked, can I give you a lift? I'm offering you a lift. Then I asked him, where to? Where do you want to go? Where are you going? And I told him, but you're not heading the same direction. We are not heading the same direction. And I was like, I can do it for you. I did not, you know. I did not hesitate. I jumped. I jumped on that car. The guy at first, he was a gentleman. He was really a gentleman. He has to get out of the car. He opened the
okay, phone. Just hold on. Like, you, when you get excited, the phone cuts.
Oh.
Yeah, just move back to, he was a gentleman, my dear.
He opened the door for me.
What's that? And then, first time, ne?
Yeah, first time.
In your whole life?
going to experience reality.
What's that?
And then I entered the car, and then he asked me, where are you really going? I was being at a village of my grandma, Shitai. And then I told him that I wanted airtime, but I just had $50. So drop me at Rani. I'm going to buy airtime for myself. He gave, his phone was off at the moment. And then he was like, do you mind if we exchange numbers? How am I going to see you again? I asked him, is it necessary for you to see me again? Then he said, yes, as beautiful as you are and young. Okay. And then he was like, I can put in my number. I know you can put in my number in your phone because currently my phone is off. I asked him, where are you heading to the office?
Telenovela. What's that? And then
it was around 3-4 somewhere there.
Yeah.
It was even on a weekend. Someone heading to the weekend.
Wow. So hardworking. He maybe has a lot of money.
And then
it's a long weekend overtime.
I agree. He put in his number in my phone because he was so smart. He told me to text him at that moment. Because I was not even going to do it.
Yes.
I texted him. I left a message. He just said, text with your name right now before you leave the car. I wrote Aina. And then he gave me $200. You can go buy yourself more
air. He gave you what?
$200.
Two.
Two.
The purple one.
You should go buy yourself more credit. It reminds me of DJ Khaled in music, like, go buy your mama a house.
Take this money because you're beautiful. Go buy your mama a house. Go buy you a house. Go buy your nephew a house, Ella. You're already thinking about buy your grandmother a house.
Okay, he left me there. He just left me off where I told him to drop me off because we were sitting to the office apparently. And then I bought airtime for myself. Mm-hmm. I hike. I went to my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Just 2 hours
yeah.
when I arrived home, mm-hmm. a message popped up. Oh, you don't live far?
Wow.
He asked. I was like, oh, maybe. I started calling me. I gave my number to him. And then we started having a conversation.
Mm.
And then later that evening, he said, do you mind if I come get you? I refused to die.
To no. take me away.
No.
Never. No say. No say. Mr. Say.
If I just, maybe can try this some other quiet times.
Mm.
He's just frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when someone wants you, they don't give up.
Mm.
When they really want something from you, they don't give up.
Yeah.
He didn't give up. Every morning, every morning, good morning, beautiful.
Mornings have never been the same again.
It has changed.
Oh, what?
August passed. I met him in August.
Yeah.
The whole of August passed. I didn't see him, but we've been communicating.
Yeah.
September came. In early September, he gave me a call. Morning. He said, Aina, where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I told him that I am at home. Hey, what is it? Talk to me. Then he was like, can I perhaps see you this afternoon?
Mm.
I was like, see me for what? I can take you for lunch. We can do lunch at home or somewhere. Which one do you prefer? Then I was just talking to myself that maybe this is the type of person that can go, let's go out for club or something, because I'm not really that person. I have not been that person.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, me at home, I was busy.
Mm.
I told him, no, we can maybe do it, either early evening, before 7, I have to be home, because I didn't say, oh, it's a granny. She wouldn't like that.
And also I'm young, but okay.
Yes.
Come on. It is because of my granny. It's not your granny. It's because you are also young. How? Talk the truth. People will call the police if I'm not home at
7:30.
Yeah.
He really agreed. He agreed. I told him, he asked me, where do I live?
Mm.
Then I told him, somewhere out of town. Mm. Do you mind if you send me the direction? I sent him the direction.
WhatsApp location. And now you don't have an excuse because you have to have airtime.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an excuse because I don't have airtime, but he gave me $200 to buy airtime for myself. More airtime.
More than your $10 credit.
Huh?
Yeah.
I told him, I told my grandma that, no, I'm going out, but I'll not take long.
Mm.
I'll be. And my grandma agreed to it. She just told me, stay safe out there.
Who's that?
Fine. And then he came to pick me up. It was early evening.
Mm.
And then we passed through service.
Mm.
He said, I can buy what I want to buy because there's nothing special at home.
Mm. You guys are going home.
He told me that we are going home.
Oh, okay.
Then I said, oh, okay. I just bought a juice. A small one even, just a juice. No, better than I didn't know money. There is nothing for this.
So I didn't know, really. And then this is good chance for a little one, though.
He gave me a bob card. In everything, I just wipe a juice. That's it.
Hi. What color is the bob card?
It's a not bad juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when I see NetBank, I'm like farmer, agriculture, money. But okay.
And then when I came in a car, then he was like, is that all that you are going to buy? I told him, you don't want more than that?
Mm-hmm.
I told him, no. There's nothing special at home. I just want to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. We can go. Time is running.
And then I go home at 7. Mm-hmm. In Delhi. I cannot be in shops shopping.
Then he was renting.
Mm.
Back then he was renting. And then when he entered,
mm.
He opened the gate, the door. Also, we entered.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit down. He's been staring at me. He proposed. Nothing really special, like you said. He just proposed.
Will you be my girlfriend? What did he say? He proposed. I just don't want sugarcoat. He proposed what? He proposed school, financial loan. What did he propose, say?
If we can be together.
Okay.
Apparently, he liked me. He liked what he said. He liked me. I'm beautiful.
What's that?
And so And then the first thing that came into my mind, I asked him, how old are you?
That's where I was going also. What did he say? How old do you think I am?
I'm old enough. I was like, what kind of
what kind of answer is that? I want to know how old are you. Say,
I want to know how old you are. If you're not comfortable, at least tell me where you fall. Just tell me the range.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm in my early 30s. I asked him, are you sure? Yes. In your early 30s. Yeah, I'm very sure. You went through for something?
Yes.
I said, no, it's okay. Because the way that he looks like me, you know, some people really, they don't look their age.
Mm.
Have you ever seen a man or maybe a guy with white beard at a tender age?
Yeah.
Most is black.
Yeah. Salt and pepper. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So at first I was having doubts. Okay. And from there, I agreed. Just at that very moment, I agreed. It's not like I was desperate. I just agreed. Okay. He did not touch me. He didn't touch me.
You touched him, anything. You. Okay.
He did not touch me. He did not do anything to me.
So you guys just watched TV and you guys just chilled and talked and hung out. Because it's also a stranger, so you're getting to know the stranger.
And then around 6, my grandma gave me a call. What time are you coming home again?
What I told to 7? It's 1 hour to 7.
And then he drove me off.
Mm.
Okay, and then we have been communicating. There's been really a good communication.
Mm.
He introduced me to certain things such as money,
mm.
the world.
Money?
The world. Because it started like, when I passed my grade 12, when I just passed my grade 12, he gave
me... Did he ask you how old you were?
He asked how old I was, yes.
Yeah, and how old were you that time?
I was just 18.
Okay, 18. You must not just say 18 because 18 is an adult. Please, you are 18. Huh?
Okay.
I'm not just 18. Oh, so small. You are not small, ma'am. Huh? Okay. All right.
Okay. I was 18 years old. And then when I passed my grade 12, he gave me $500. He said, you can do whatever you need to do. I'm proud of you, girl. I said, oh, okay. Thank you so much. I applied to School of Nursing the following year, and then we are still together back that time. He started giving me allowance. I did not ask for it.
Of course.
He introduced me to it.
Because where do you know it from? Eh? Your grandmother doesn't give those allowance things. Eh?
He started giving me an allowance. Mm-hmm. He started becoming comfortable.
How much was your allowance?
It started with 1.5 per month. Automatically. And they used to run it. He works somewhere in town, so he used to get paid on the 25th of every month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, automatically, better when the money is going in the account, automatically at 12, the money is also reaching me.
My dear. Order?
It's like every 25th.
You are getting paid.
It's like I'm getting paid in bed. Yes.
Oh, a pair.
On that pair.
What's that? Trando friji, totungwe gumbo.
Yeah, okay. And then he introduced me to certain things such as going out for movies, dates, shopping, and so forth. Mm. He even gave me his perky, flat key. Because of his
relationship. Like a real relationship.
To cut a long story short,
Who said we want long stories to be short? You don't dictate how we listen to this story as we want to hear what happens in young people's relationships. Because as we don't know these allowance things, ma, can't you young 18-year-olds? Oh no, my three go payroll like a straight. Yeah? But hold the line for me, Aina.
Okay, mom.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.
Of expression without fear or favor. Hello, hello, my dear.
Okay.
So there we go. So you got introduced to the finer things in life. And you got introduced to the nice things in life. So you were being exposed to dates. You were being exposed to somebody that is a gentleman, you know, because you told us about opening doors things. Gentleman things and, you know, airtime. Gentleman things, you know? Allowance.
And then at that age, I was a virgin. Mm-hmm. He broke my virginity because when I was in high school, it was just high school level, study hard and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
But I never knew that reality would kick in.
Someday.
He broke my virginity and everything went smooth. Everything has been going smooth between I and him. And then he started developing a habit.
Yeah.
That habit is always, sometimes I'm coming from school, Oshagati, I pass through his place because I have the key, although I have his spare key, I just told him that, no, I'll be passing through your place today. Maybe I can wait for you after work or something. But we always agree. And then the habit is always, now I'm going to Oshagati. I asked him, what is in Oshagati? Oshagati is where home.
He started going to Oshagati all of a sudden.
Oshagati is where home is. I did not really mind because, you know, I started developing feelings for this guy.
I love him.
These feelings of affection, care.
You love the guy. You you want to come and tell us I started, you know, affection, care. No, just tell us. You loved him. How? What is this? You loved him and you trusted him also. How?
Yeah.
Now this girl, come on. No, I was very affectionate towards him. Sounding like a teacher. No, my dear, please. You loved him.
Okay. Sometimes when I'm coming from school, because I live with my grandma, when I'm coming from school, he used to give me a lift. No, I'll drop you at your place. He has been coming, but my grandma has not been seeing him.
Yeah, he drive down the street things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one day when he dropped me, boom, it's my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
They just, this is my friend. Mm-hmm. And my friend, this is my granny. They just, you know. Yeah, and then later that evening, my grandma asked, who was that man? Then I told him,
Was that guy or boy? Who was that man on Saningono? What happened?
I told you the nature, the way he is.
Yeah, salt and pepper, gray hair and everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think from a tender age.
How old is he really, if he's in the range of things? he's at this point we don't even know how old he is. He's in the range. But as we are until you are 40. Okay.
But you have seen just people.
Did you end up seeing his ID?
Yeah.
Hey, how old is he really?
I don't want to lie here.
You almost fell down when you saw it.
even ask yourself, I know, am I attracted to senior men? Hey, how old is he?
I will not leave that for another day.
And to Potseni, how old is he? Because he lied there in the beginning, early 30s. Early 30s, mm-hmm. No.
He was 37.
You see, that's not early 30s.
Late 30s.
Late 30s towards 40s. We must just round it off. Like, he round it off. Yeah, he's 40. Okay. So okay. The age gap between you guys was approximately almost 20 years.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
For me?
Yeah. I didn't care. Even the way you are talking about, you didn't care, you. There's nothing. I'm a mature person. I'm very mature for my age anyways. Did he ever tell you that?
He didn't look, at first when I looked at him, he didn't look like he's that age.
Mm. Looks can be deceiving, clearly. I have punchlines today, I'm busy. Okay. You are 37 at the time.
Hey. Everything has been moving smoothly since the way that I told him that he has been having this habit of going to Oshakati.
Mm.
And then I asked him, what is in Oshakati? He told me that Oshakati is where his mom is, like the parents.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really mind.
Oh, I almost said something. Oshirene, today I'm on a roll. Today the comedian in me doesn't want to leave me. I was about to say, wow, as an ancestor, he still has parents. But anyway. I know. Woo. Yeah, the comedian in me is not leaving me today. Okay, Totingini Sherry. So he developed a habit. He's now an Oshakati person all of a sudden.
Yeah, almost every weekend he goes. Uh-huh. Even on days that there was even a time whereby I came to his place for a sleepover.
You slept there alone. Because he was going to Oshakati.
He was going to Oshakati. I told him, why would you want to leave me? It's even a flat.
Yeah. We are afraid of flats. The way you're making it seem like a flat is... Come on, it's even a flat. It's not a house. What are you saying?
I'm so safe. I didn't feel safe.
Because it's a flat. Girls don't feel safe in flats, guys. Just so you guys know out there, girls don't feel safe in flats. Mm-hmm.
He pulled out, and then he stayed. We slept there.
Uh-huh.
The following morning, I went to school. He went to work.
Mm.
Everything has been fine, like really okay.
Mm.
I passed by, and I started seeing things such as...
Mm-hmm.
When I come in, because I have the key, when I come, sometimes because I don't really love going to my person's place uninvited.
Or unannounced. Mm.
Yeah.
That's also something I never do in my life ever. Yeah. I will let them be the one that breaks my heart, not be me break my heart myself intentionally. Oh, whoa. Uh-huh. So you go unannounced.
So I have to tell him that, no, like in advance, that tomorrow I'm not doing anything, I can come over. Or maybe sometimes he said, no, you can come over tomorrow, we can spend a day, one or two.
Mm.
Okay. And then one day he told me that, Aina, let's go out for coffee and breakfast.
Mm.
I asked him where. Just bath, don't eat anything from home. Morning, just bath and come.
Mm.
When I went there, we went for coffee and breakfast. From there, we came to his place.
Oh, it sounds like Omandaba, not Jasha. Your stomach needs to be empty. Start to keku jupul. or like you're going for an operation. Don't eat anything. Okay.
Okay. And then we came to his place just when, because it's like 3-4 days without me at his place. Né? Mm. Then when I came there, I found a heel. Né? It's a heel in his room. Just one heel. Before I'm asking myself,
where's the other one?
I'm not asking him. He has to answer. I'm just asking myself. A heel. Where's the other one? I have been looking. I cannot see another heel. Just one heel.
Did you check the fridge? Men are clever. Did you check the fridge, sis?
I didn't.
Because you will find her whole entire clothes are inside that fridge. You are thinking it's bright packs. You are thinking which one is saying now the whole month the fridge is full. Can't eat women's clothes. But okay, yes, sister.
Yeah, I found that here. Just one is what I saw. I did not ask. I just got quiet. But I've been asking myself. Days has been passing by. Months has been going. Nothing changed. Even if I go for to him for a sleepover, we go out for movies, it's like he's the one woman. So, and then I kept seeing things. One day I found...
But why didn't you talk, though?
I know, wait, I just asked. One day I also found a head, a woman's head. When I found that woman's head,
Sounds like a relationship, but okay.
Yeah. I didn't bother yet. And then one day I found a dress. Like a Shivamba dress, I asked him, I kept seeing things, but I didn't want to talk, whose things are these? It was just for my cousin that, came to visit, and then, he left his things on a car. You know, I just bought that.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why do you think you bought that? Because when we are talking about it now, you can hear. I'm so in love. And then you say you're not in love, you just cared. Affection. Yeah? You kept quiet when you found a high heel.
It goes beyond more.
Blind. Blind, it's blind, it's deaf, okay, continued system.
And then,
you just said, okay. Your cousin, she just keeps leaving things here all the time.
She said, yeah, it's just a cousin.
Who is this cousin? Today's not the day for that. Continue, sister. Sister Aina. The believer. Yeah. But it was, I think, right? What happened to you is that it was your first real relationship. It was serious. Yeah, it was your first serious relationship. And you already heard so many bad things about relationships. And one of the bad things that you heard is not trusting each other. So you chose to trust, please.
Yeah, I chose
now to you're trust. On radio. Today I'm coming for you. But if you can laugh about it, that means you are healed. Okay. At least we're not crying, you know?
Yeah, he didn't give me a reason to doubt.
Yeah, he always answers calls. You know?
Yeah.
He's always, you know, shakati. You know, he always has women's things inside his room. There is no reason to doubt at all.
There's no reason to doubt. Allow
me to those are in. Reasons. It's that key that you got. That key is the one that made you feel like, yeah, but he knows I can come at any time. So, because I have a key. So he wouldn't do anything. I trust him. Yeah.
And then one day, there was an expo happening on Dangwa. And one day, he told me, Aina, let's go to Metro and I'm going to buy alcohol because I'm having a stomach tide. Then he bought those alcohol, different type of alcohol. And then what really bothered me is like, he's buying champagne also, but he's telling me that he's going for expo in Dangwa. And also sometimes he added, yeah, he added mayonnaise, those two big mayonnaise.
Foy, stall.
I'm like, I know, what are we really buying? I asked him. Yeah.
I love you so much. Yes. Champagne also.
Yeah, let's just buy just food, even food for my house. I don't have any. Are you sure? Yeah. You know, I'm buying in advance. That's why. Because I decided to eat.
That's why one bachelor man that lives alone needs my 5 liter. Osho? Every bachelor needs 5 liter of mayonnaise times 2, okay? And in 5 champagnes, okay? In 11 for every table. Mm.
We put everything that we bought in the floor. I left everything there.
Yeah.
But when the expo started most, and then still things are there.
Yeah. I think I
don't know.
I think
2 days later, I did not find anything. I did not even because maybe because he told me most at the beginning. And then time, you know, time really moved fast. Things are going. And then one day he told me that I'm moving out of this flat. I bought a house. Sitting on them.
And you're like, yay, baby. Our house. Erico J. Mumu. Ah, I love you.
I bought a house, but it's not finished. I just want to be living there.
Okay.
And then I asked him, when are you moving? Maybe I can help out, you know. He said, ah, no, you don't have to mind because it will be weekdays. And by that time you're at school. But I'll be on a holiday. Oh, holiday, yeah. But I'll
leave,
be
yeah.
I won't go anywhere, I'll be around. If you need me, I'm a phone call away.
Oh, I love you so much. Even me, I love this guy. I understand. He was a great communicator. You know? And he was great.
And then he called me early, it was January, I still remember January. He gave me, Anna, where are you? I told him, no, I'm home, but I'm cooking. But what are you cooking? I'm cooking lunch. Did you start cooking or are you yet to cook? I just started now. Because I knew his grandmother and Dafa. Then he asked, oh, don't cook. You can switch off the stove. I said, why? I know I can buy for you something to eat for lunch. Come. But I need you to look at my house first. But I told Granny that, you know what, Granny, I'm not going to cook because I'm in university. I used NASFA as an excuse.
Yeah, NASFA for Epithan. NASFA said we must go to the library. There's somebody that's sitting with a book and a paper today, a pen and a paper today, and they're just writing all these things down. What to tell your grandmother? Nasfaf called us. We must go to Nasfaf. Like Nasfaf is a person.
I used Nasfaf as an excuse. I told her that, no, you don't have to bother yourself with cooking or bring something for us to eat because, you know, I'm in university and...
Nasfaf go to futa.
Oh, Uncle Okwetu di Mburukwa.
Uncle Nasfaf.
At least I don't want to cook. I want to cook. I'm going. But deep down, I really felt bad because I'm lying. You know, because.
Don't lie. I know. Just because we're on radio, don't lie. You didn't feel bad. Like, you didn't feel bad. Like, what is this? Today you want to be a holy child, my child. Then it's maybe because there's a poster. Because usually I really feel bad when I, you know, when I lied to my grandmother. No. You know you're not doing anything wrong, really. So I hear you are lying, man. You're not feeling bad. Feeling bad for who? The people you are bringing them Kentucky, a whole bucket, and could drink even. We are going to Netflix and chill with the family. And you are telling me you felt bad. Deep down, I felt bad. Ha, ha. I na. Change.
I
felt bad. Is Cuckoo listening? Cuckoo is listening. Because I want you to feel more calambo. All right.
And then I watched. He didn't. Okay, the way that he directed me is so funny. I told him to stand on a stop because I know where he lives, where he bought the house. Apparently, where he bought the house, according to him, there's a stop whereby he can. No, not a stop, but a junction where he can stop, where he can stand, wait for me to get out of a cab and go to death. By the way, he did it. He said, just get on a cab. He has been directing the cab driver, and then he can. Then later on, he said, can you not see me standing outside? But he was not standing, he was just waving. You know, when you are in the house and then you open a gate a little bit and then you started waving.
From inside?
Yeah, from inside. And he was like, no, stop. Yeah, it's here. And then he, later on, he went inside. Like the taxi driver didn't see him. And I saw that. And then when I went there, I observed the house. It's beautiful. There was even a dog already.
It was beautiful, ne?
That is beautiful.
Like, oh, I can't wait to be this man's wife. When I finish these nursing things. Our house. Hey, got it in mom.
And then it was still, it was not done. The house, like he said, but he was living in one of the rooms. Maybe because he told me that he just got tired of renting.
Yeah, paying rent.
He needed to do something different out of, in his life. He wouldn't be young and so forth. So
because we know he's chasing 40. Yeah. Is he 40 this year, Uka? But yeah, okay.
And then I spent like 2 or 3 hours with him. Later on, he gave me his pop card. No, you can go buy whatever you want. You can go eat at home. Because I tasted money.
Yes. Because you know, you didn't go and buy bread and eggs to go and cook at home. No. We went to buy buckets. So we eat.
I bought a bucket. I bought a bucket. My grandma likes drinking beer most. I bought a bucket. I bought her 3 beers.
I bought Ndava.
He was very little.
She was small.
Oh. But I didn't want to disappoint her. I bought her shoes.
You know.
I tasted money most. Okay. And then I went with a bob card at home because there is trust. I returned it, I think, 3 days after. Everything has been fine. Everything has been fine until one day we went out. We went out to a certain bar in Ondangwa. We went to Tabana.
Yeah.
And then a friend of mine, a friend of mine, a person that I know.
Yeah, an associate.
The guy started shouting, oh, mister. And then I was like, oh, yeah, how are you? Very good, how are you? And I was like, congrats. I was like, oh, congrats on what? Because they are just speaking in parables.
Yeah, congrats, congrats.
I didn't understand the language. I didn't. And then I've been just there. And then I was like, and then later on, that guy that was congratulating him, he showed a picture to another guy and said, oh, this is the guy. Yeah, this is the guy. You know, main thing. So forth. I did not mind. And then the next Friday, I asked my friend, please, let's go out. But I got a place. Let's go eat papa. The same place. And then we found the same guy. He was a cowboy. Then I was like, no. Oh, you are the other guy who was with the other guy last time, last Friday. Oh, okay. So then everyone looked at me like they are shocked or something.
Of course, it's my boyfriend. On Saturday, YJ is my boy, is my man. Yeah? Okay.
And then, honestly, one just said, no, that guy is getting married. It's happening this year, in months to come. Like the year it was 2023, that year in months to come. Like in months to come. It was somewhere Feb. I didn't believe.
Why would you? I have keys.
I did not believe.
There's no reason to believe, Anquet.
Number one, he never gave me reason to doubt.
Apart from all the signs that you should doubt him, but you chose not to doubt him, okay? Yes?
Yeah. And then time goes on, I kept visiting his place. He even gave me the... He changed. He gave me another specky for his house.
You said, so, like... How about this guy also? This man was a very serious guy.
All of a sudden, he increased my
allowance.
Allowance to 2.5.
He added 1,000. My goodness.
He said, no, you deserve it. You're very beautiful. And, you know, he said, like, money is my love language. I just want to teach you. You can do anything that you want with the money. Anything.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, okay. Money is coming in. Yeah, I've been looking at him because when I was out the other day, that thing really hit me.
Yeah.
I looked at him. I've been...
30,000 per year. I was calculating your allowance. 30,000 per year. Okay? Yes?
And then I've been looking at him here and then, but, and then one day I prayed about it. God, is what I had through. Then if it is,
show me.
Yes.
When we challenge God, then God shows us and we're like, I don't want this sign. I want another sign.
And then I started buying things such as one day he also told me, no, Aina, let's go for shopping. In my house, I don't have really food. He started buying things now twice. Né? If he's buying, you know, in Pick and Pay, now he's more down here than not. They sell these other sweets.
Yeah.
I don't know the name. They're expensive, 200 and something, but they're just...
Ferrero Rocher.
So,
like chocolates, ne?
Chocolate,
yeah. With gold.
With gold, yeah.
Ferrero Rocher. It's the Ferrari of sweets. Even the way you said it, with all the disrespect, Anwar, is sweets, is chocolate. It's chocolate. Yeah. Ferrero Rocher.
Mm-hmm. He started buying twice. He bought those things, double, yeah. One is mine, apparently one is his. And he started buying, like, those also mayonnaise. I remember he bought mayonnaise when he was renting. He also bought six big mayonnaise. I asked him, Anno, are you going somewhere? And I was like, no, there's just a confirmation that it's happening at home. So I thought I would just help out, you know.
With mayonnaise. mayonnaise was the breaking point in of your relationship. Oh, mayonnaise! I don't know how you can look at mayonnaise the same anymore. But okay.
And then I didn't ask further because every time I want to ask more, I just if I say this, but he doesn't do this. He seems to be naive. What do I want to know? Okay. And then, one Saturday he called me. I know my girl. I know my lady. It's a calm voice. I answered, yes.
This is my king. Yes, papi. His daddy, Shashi, you know, he's senior.
I answered, then he said, please come over today. I want to talk to you. I didn't hesitate.
I'm coming.
I went because I don't have...
If you would have gotten your driver's license that time, né, you would have had a car by now.
And
the wasi wanga to hekerekwa, you know, with a car. But okay, yes, lovey.
I did not hesitate because I don't have vision to say that I don't have taxi money because every month I'm getting paid.
Mm.
Okay. And then I hiked, I went,
Move a little bit. We are losing connection, Kashon.
Okay. Taxi drove me at his gate.
Mm-hmm.
The taxi drove me at his gate. I entered.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Just a moment. He told me to put on this certain dress that he bought me.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to look like a princess.
Okay, just hold on. We're going to take a break quickly.
Onda karahandu yako parateza moro e data. Paife, ohandi mokuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utumaraka vahupi. Onetwe kaimwe, oku futarumwe, oku inyengarumwe, oku japandali. Fio papa ndaoka. Onda pumga onetwe kaoyo, hai diradira ya fange. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi streaming. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi popi. Omafikwa amwe, ohandi ningaishe, poshikanto shimwe. Pamwe na parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho, paumwene. Dira dira, umakota fanoni, data, momkaro wiri, mwana parika, okutuma kutumaraka, oku streaminga, na okudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia.
Always prepare.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Alrighty, so look like a princess.
Yeah, I should look like a princess.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that I should wear the dress that he bought me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I should look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I said what he said. I wore what he. I just follow the instruction. When I went there,
you're trying to make this very unsanitary. Like, you're trying to make it seem like this is not somebody that you loved and you cared about. So you can just say it like, yeah, so I did that. Come on, I followed instructions. Like, it was your teacher. Ha, I'm not today. All right. So you wore what he liked.
Yeah. And I went there when I arrived.
And you looked beautiful and you felt beautiful.
Yeah. And then last night, I was like, oh, my princess is here. You look beautiful.
Mm.
Just like.
Mm.
He gave me a hug, but not as usual. Just a hug whereby it was so tight. And when he was hugging me, you can really tell that this person is afraid of something.
Yeah, worried. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he said, you can sit down. Because I asked, what's this all about? No, just sit down. We really need to talk.
Mm.
But on Saturday, beautiful Saturday, for that night. And then he started taking a deep breath.
mm-hmm.
And then later on, he said, do you mind if you pray? Because he was...
You know when your non-believing boyfriend decides, Kucha, we need to pray, you're serious.
Do you mind if we pray?
Yeah.
We prayed. He said the prayer.
Mm.
And then he has been holding his, closing his fingers like this, talking to me. Then he said, Aina, my girl, when we met, he started saying the thing from the beginning when we met.
Mm.
I was having a lady.
Mm.
She's the mother of my kid.
Mm.
Two children.
Mm. So, how many children does he have, this man?
He's the mother of my two children.
Mm.
So, I don't know. But I liked you. And he started saying those things. So, I don't want to get emotional.
But this is talk therapy. Maybe we can also just get emotional and then we can leave it. Because if we are still crying after all these years, then maybe this is a conversation that we need to heal from.
Okay.
Mm. You are safe. Even though we are joking, even though we are playing, you are safe.
Okay. Mm. He told me that he asked her last year, he got married last year, that he has not been putting on a ring. like at Mangistra. So he wants to make it official at church and so forth. The reason why he has been going to Oshakati is not because the truth is apparently that's where the parents are, but there's more to that. He has been going to church akakusirwe. So, and then I looked at him with teary eyes. Like just teary eyes, and then he has been crossing his fingers, and then he whispered like, God help me. Maybe the reason why he said God should help him, it for react in a certain way. Mm. You understand?
Mm.
And then I looked at him, I froze because I was like, so everything that I've been seeing all along and you moving into this house, it was just not your
just
idea.
You to prepare for your wife.
Yeah. Someone behind also.
Mm.
And the reason why you even increase the money is maybe because you feel guilty and then you think that money can solve everything.
Mm.
And you didn't care about how I feel and so forth.
Mm.
He looked at me and then he said, God help me again. Mm. He didn't answer. And then he was still staring at me. I was also staring at him with teary eyes. I felt bad at the moment. I really felt bad.
Mm.
And then I didn't react.
Mm.
So the only thing that I thought of at that time, I just thought of my grandma, nothing else. So I said,
How did you think about your grandmother?
My grandma always used to tell me.
Why did she used to say, sis?
You know, when I introduced my grandma to the guy, my grandma sat me down and then he warned me about him.
Mm.
I didn't follow.
What did she say? I'm signing with uncle. He's innocent. You know, how can you Bashir? Okay.
So I've been just thinking about my grandma at the moment. And then I said, can I go home? I asked him, no, you can't. I cannot just let you go like that.
Mm.
Then he told me that this Saturday I'll be leaving Shashi. Tomorrow is Sunday, the announcement day at church.
My head.
You know, Jomaka. Imagine on Fukweri, who are manga at the Rahu.
This day.
And then I said, oh, okay. No, it's okay. I just wiped my tears and I said, oh, no, it's okay. You can go, but do you mind if you see me? I'll give you like 2 weeks after marriage. Maybe you can see me after or something.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I can see you. I just want us to talk, nothing else.
Mm.
Oh, okay. And then I left the spiky here and was home because I was not expecting that.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, when I'll be coming, I'll bring along the yeah, and everything that I just don't want anything related to these things anymore, you know?
Mm.
And then, when I went home, I did not react. When I went home, I was really sad. My grandma noticed. Mm. She asked me, what's up, my girl? Is it school? I said, yeah, it's school.
I hate school so much. How can school betray me? School just led me on.
My grandma was like, no, just study. We are all like that. We have been all like, just study. And you know that motivation.
Mm.
And can I give you a hug?
Mm.
Oh, sure. I hugged her. And then that day I went straight to bed.
Mm.
I just went straight to bed because deep in my mind I've been thinking, why was he with me?
Mm.
I came up with answers such as maybe because of uncertain, maybe he liked my company, but he was not truly invested. I came up with things such as maybe of comfort and companionship. Maybe because sometimes people stay because they enjoy not being alone.
Mm.
Even if they don't feel genuine love.
Mm.
I came up with things such as also, what did I thought of that time? Such as also, attraction.
Mm.
He could have been drawn to me physically, but not to commit too long to love me fully or something.
Forever.
Yeah.
Mm.
I thought of a lot of things. You know,
of
when
course,
I
my dear.
I started thinking, but I just don't have the answers.
Mm.
I pray to God. I pray to God. You know, I invited God.
Please come.
I invited God. You know, I need you more than ever. Please help me out. The first week passed by of his wedding.
Mm.
But on a Friday, he called me, Aina.
Mm.
I picked up, yeah, what is it? What do you want? Then he said, I'm getting married today, but I don't know. I just feel guilty. I feel sad. Mm. I was like, why do you feel sad? He just breathed and he said, no, it's fine. Just finish. I told you that we should meet after 2 weeks of your marriage. Call me.
The calm girl that doesn't react. I was even about to be like, you're so mature. She must have. It was going to go. Meme.
Call me. I've been going to school. I've been going to school, and then I remember it was a week for test.
Mm.
I have not been reading or maybe concentrating.
Mm.
But I remember I almost repeated the semester module.
Mm.
But God was just there with me.
Mm.
2 weeks came, he called me. Yeah, I'm back. You can come through.
I know, this man doesn't come back with a wife, and I think it's this man. That is exactly now the things that will make a person think that maybe they're just married, but it's not serious.
because he called me, where are you? I'm at the house. Which house? The house. I went with a key and everything that belonged to the house that he gave me.
Mm.
Then at the end, I asked him, where is your person? Where is your wife?
Mm.
No, still there. But I don't know how this thing of traditional wedding thing goes through, but the wife has to stay behind or something. I don't know.
Mm.
So we sat down. Because I myself, mom, I believe in closure. I believe in closure so that
I can move on.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I said, oh, how was your wedding? Mm. I asked him.
What if he answered and said, oh, it was so nice. Oh, I was so in love. And it was amazing. It was beautiful. Must I show you pictures? Like, what if he answered like that? You people are not ready for the answers. Yeah, that you guys ask questions for. But okay, he said it was fine.
Yeah, he said it was okay.
Mm.
I asked him, how are you feeling now?
Mm.
He said, I'm fine, but I'm worried about you.
Of course.
And then we talked. We really talked. Things such as, why did you do what you did?
Mm.
Because of the things that have been running through my mind when he told me that he's going to get married and I'm left alone and I did not react because maybe I thought things from an adult perspective.
Mm.
And also I have to think of things such as I cannot react because in the world of technology, you'll be in the headline.
Mm. Were you thinking of killing the man? I don't want to be in the newspaper. That's the only reason I'm not killing you. I don't want to be in the newspaper. It's nice to hear these things because I think men don't think that women are capable of thinking like that. You know? The only thing that stops us is public shame. Hmm? We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to be in the headline. Eh? Young woman killed senior married man. Hey! With your face now.
Mm. So we talked, we really talked, and then he came to a conclusion like, then we was like, I don't want to stop the money, but you can be getting the money as long as you want to. I still like you and I still feel the same way. And I told him, no, you don't have to lie to yourself. victim. You don't have to lie to me because you are also lying to yourself. Because if you feel the way that you feel now, you wouldn't have done what you did. And then you went with a phrase like, no, even in the Bible, there are... And then I told him, no, that is in the, if you talk about you yourself, you don't have to speak for others. These people are dead. You're dead. Yep. This is a new world.
I can hear the anger. I can hear the anger. She has an when she's explaining something to you, which I don't know. Don't talk Bible things. Talk about yourself. Yeah, she has no bimbe. It's those kuthiro classes that was. Okay.
I told him, you can start focusing on your wife and so forth. Yeah. And then I think 2 days or 3 days after I called on air, and then I talked to you. You told me, no, let it be to just die a natural death. Those were your words, mom.
Wow. So you started listening to radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told you.
Because you have nothing to do at night. Because it used to be. I was a substitute. You used me. Eh? To heal over your broken heart. You used me. Eh? Substitute. Yeah, because I know I don't have anybody to talk to until 2 a.m. And the shows even used to go until 2 that time.
Okay, and then, I did not really let him go like that.
Mm.
So, I think I used to see him now. I used to see him in town just bumping, but it was not like before whereby he just disappeared and I don't... It's so sad when you see someone that you love just like that unannounced in front of you.
Mm.
It's like you are walking and then, boom, no, that's just my ex.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Sometimes I just pass by, because he's with his wife most. I just pass
by. Is his wife beautiful? Yeah, these are the things that the mistresses ask. Hey, is she beautiful?
They say Jerry lies in the nice of the older man.
We hate her. No, she's not.
I did not really pay much attention to her. You know why I did not react at that moment? It's because I thought about myself.
Yeah.
I thought about my well-being, my family, my age. I thought about also her as a woman.
Mm.
That if I do something stupid, I do something stupid now, I wouldn't want to hurt her because she did not do anything to me.
You're such a good girl.
So let me just face the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
I'm proud of you for walking away. Because in this particular situation, what happens is that you move from being a girlfriend to becoming a mistress.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of women move from being the main chick in this person's life to becoming a mistress while this guy goes off and marries somebody else.
And you're not thinking of yourself. So how did I pass it?
Mm-hmm.
I started concentrating on my school.
Mm.
I allow myself to feel.
Did he start calling you at any point?
Yeah. Yeah, he has been calling me, but I've not been picking up. But then he has been leaving a message, which hi Aina, how are you? Hope everything is okay with you. I'm just checking up on you.
Mm.
Sometimes
when did the money stop? 1 year later.
I stopped the money.
How did you stop the money? You're not in charge of his bank.
I know, I just feel like it's very wrong because at some point...
When did it stop, ma'am? After 2 months? After a month?
After 5 months.
There we go. That's my girl. So that you can pick up, you know?
Yeah.
I can get used to walking by myself. Uh-huh.
After 5 months. So, the way that I get... how did I pass it? I allow myself to feel. Mom.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you, my love.
Okay, I allow myself to feel.
Mm.
I also reminded myself of Wes, that his inability to love properly does not mean that I'm unlovable.
Yeah.
And also I...
And also, just to add on to that one, just because things played out the way they played out does not mean you were not loved, does not mean that he's incapable of love. It just means that he was in a situation and this is the name of the situation. So it doesn't fall back on you to say that you are unlovable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that many of us have to understand, that we are not in control of other people. We're not in control of their emotions. We can't control anything. You know, sometimes we even fail to control ourselves. So we can't control other people's actions. What we do, what we need to do as human beings is live past it.
Okay.
But continue.
I also started reflecting on lessons. Not regrets, because I didn't regret of him being part of my life, not at all. So instead of asking, why was I not enough?
Yeah.
Why me? I shift that why to what did this teach me about the kind of love I want and deserve? You know, such questions. And also, I also rebuild self-love. I started speaking affirmation to myself. I treated myself with small act of kindness, such as rest. I rest.
Because now you have nothing to do. I rest. I'm not busy loving anyone, so I'm resting.
I rested, focusing on my studies, because I didn't want also to repeat a year. And I let go gently. Whereby, you know, healing comes with acceptance. He couldn't give me the love I needed. And it's not a failure, but it's a truth. So I didn't go create space for someone better. And on top of that, I stay hopeful and I started praying.
It's funny how you people all find God. Yeah. Like all of you people that I've invited to this talk therapy, all of you people, and God, and God, but you guys don't talk about, you know, I was praying for a man and God gave me this man. Okay. And God did what again?
I just started because
a very deep Christian chick, you also start doing wandaha.
Mugumbo. Let's pray for our
Broken heart will show you flames, my dear.
Let's pray for our well-being, my dear.
You knew the whole hymn. Every Sunday you're going to church.
And I remember when I went in my second year, when I was being taught about mental, it's when I understand Kuja. I was really going through a lot.
Yeah.
But I just didn't open up for me to see, but deep down, I was really sad. Above all, love can be painful, but it's also a beautiful thing to experience, man. You know, honestly.
It was nice, ne? No, but that's the thing. I think you're looking at it from a, I think we are now going to dive into the area that I want you to focus on. I don't want you to look at this like something bad that happened to you. I want you to look at it as from the perspective of you were shown real and genuine interest in a world. Do you know that girls live and they die and a man gives them absolutely nothing. No, really?
Yeah.
They really? Yeah, they just go to the grave. Even the person that buys the coffin for them is a woman. A man cannot buy for them a coffin. You understand? So let's look at the positive that came from it, even though it came from a negative experience. I love the fact that you handled it well. I personally, I wouldn't want you to have gone into the mistress footsteps, because that's when you stay with somebody for 10 years, but they are married and they met you when they were single and then they chose to go and get married to other people. And then you still stay and then you start being somebody's small house and then they give you kids and then they would never really commit to you because they're already committed to another. I'm so happy that you had enough strength to really just walk away, because I can see that in this you loved him. You did. You loved him. He was your first timer. He taught you so much. He showed you so much. He also gave you that peace of mind and that comfort. You were not like other girls that are running up and down with boyfriends' phones. It was peaceful.
Yeah,
it was peaceful, it was nice, it was loving, it was calm, and it was also, it helped you grow and be grounded. So when other girls are going to the club and stuff like that, you're at home. If you're not at home, you're at your man's.
Yeah, you know, we do at home movies and so forth. So what I've learned from everything, from just everything that...
What I want you to take from it, Aina, it's not necessarily about what you've learned. I want you to take from it that you had a Cinderella moment. My theory, is that every single woman goes through a Cinderella moment in their lives. A Cinderella moment is, it's either you get married to Prince Charming and you live happily ever after and one day you die. And that was your Cinderella moment. Or one day he dies and that's the end of your Cinderella moment. Or the relationship ends and that was your Cinderella moment. But every single woman has a Cinderella moment. A Cinderella moment is having a man that treats you well. Having a man that treats you like the telenovelas. That treats you like the movies. It's not just about the allowance. I'm talking about a person that is comfortable enough with, do you know that there are people that every time they go and visit their boyfriends must be there also. Because their boyfriends think that they steal. I'll come back and the TV is gone. Eh? But you had the privilege of getting a key. You had the privilege of being picked up. You had the privilege of having conversation. You had the privilege of having a chivalrous man that didn't want to jump on you the first day that you went to his place. Let's do things. He didn't do that to you. So he respected you. And even in the worst time, right? He set you down. Like a person, you know, some people just block you.
Yeah, some people just block you.
Ghost. Ghost. Then you even start going crazy because now you're buying SIM cards to see if he's going to pick up this number. We're not together for 2 years. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to look at it like I had a Cinderella moment. A Cinderella moment is a moment in a woman's life where you are treated like a princess. Like fully treated like a princess. The way it ends, it always ends. It always ends very fast. You don't go through abuse and what. You don't go through that. It just ends. Some Cinderella moments end with somebody that you've never argued with this person. And then all of a sudden tomorrow is like, I don't want anymore. You're like, what? Wait, I didn't see it coming. You understand?
Yeah.
So those are Cinderella moments where you're like, wait a minute. Like, we've been together for 10 years. We've never argued. Now you're saying that you don't want anymore. It's like, I don't want anymore. Or the person just dies. Or the person just goes crazy. Or the person just goes missing. Or the person ghosts you. Or, you know? So I want you to look at it from the perspective of I had a Cinderella moment and this was my Cinderella moment and this is how the Cinderella moment end and I appreciate the fact that I was treated like this, because in a lot of times within a black girl's romantic story, A black girl's story always involves pain. They keep telling us that love is pain. You know, love is torture, love is torment. But if you had to ask now, which are they in your Cinderella? There was no torture, there was no torment, there was no pain, there was no, you wait for 7 years for this guy to marry you, yeah? You wait for what, so that he can do things for you, so that he can even just, help you with anything, you understand? So, a lot of times in black love, they romanticize being abused. And they depict it as, this is what love is. Love is you being beaten. Yeah. Love is you being abused. Love is you being cheated on. Love is you being, you understand? And, you know, you must just suffer for love, you know, but the truth is that Cinderella moments are given to girls so that they know what love is. So that they know, right? That, anune otamvua kukaramu ihore muri mohamani wa. Nando taka hokana.
I know that I've healed. I know that I've, because.
Have you really healed?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
How do I know? Mm. It's because I moved on.
Does moving on mean that you've healed?
I? No, listen.
Because they say shoulder to cry on, penis to ride on. So, okay. The only way to get over a man is to get under a new one. Okay.
I gave my time to heal. I gave it time. Because I didn't want to jump into a relationship whereby I have to have attitude and also other stuff.
And abuse other people's kids.
Yeah, and also I didn't want to be in a relationship whereby it would just benefit me knowing that the reason why I'm in this relationship is because it's because of what happened to me in the past. So let me just do this and just to benefit me at the end of the day. I didn't want that. So I still went to the man above me. And then I started asking him, can he still help me a guy? Because for me to love again.
You guys become very biblical when you guys go through things. I don't ever hear you guys saying, oh, even when I went to the club, I was like, God, please give me the ability to dance and sucker. but all of you guys, you know, when God really, you people.
I cannot really say that this is God. I can't really say, but as long as I pray about it, and it's okay. Even if God did not hear me, or maybe he heard me, or maybe he sent him, or he did not send him, I cannot really tell. Not at all. But I have moved on. I really did, because what should I hold on to? There's nothing that I can hold on to. You can still start afresh. Leave everything behind. Be resilient. Even if after being hurt, you still stand and still capable of love and also healing.
Now, you were not seeing the other woman's pictures anyway.
No, I saw the pictures, huh?
Where?
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
Okay. When did you see them? While you guys were, before you knew?
Before I knew everything, I kept seeing the woman. Oh. But I just didn't know that she's the one.
You thought it's his sister. What did you think? Eh? I think here we must also address that elephant here.
What am I supposed to do?
I think you're just supposed to see things the way they were.
So everything that has been happening was I supposed to ask?
Yes. Why are you finding shoes in somebody's room and you are not saying anything?
I didn't ask because, I know that I've been asking myself, I just didn't ask because I was just thinking maybe it's because maybe there's a sister, maybe there's, because it's, there was only one shoe. Where's the other one?
The other one is in her bag after she came from the weekend. That's what we do. We leave our things at our boyfriend's places so that if another woman comes, we are causing trouble in their relationship. So did you have things there?
Did I?
Did you have things there at his place?
Yeah, I had things at his place.
And your things were just there together with her things?
No, I don't know how he played his cards. I really don't know. Even if up until today I ask myself, how did this man do it? Or maybe how did this person do it? Because if I can sleep, lay down to him, next to him, no phone calls, nothing. Now,
silent.
I don't know. I really don't know.
But you never went into his phone.
Yeah, I never went to his phone. Yeah. Never gave me a reason to doubt.
I know, what reasons do you need to doubt? Like, the way that you are, like, I feel like, okay, I think that we must just establish here that you are a naive man here. Like, to be honest, because the Aina that you are right now. So you are not going through phones, you.
However,
I know, what reasons were you looking for to doubt? What reasons, like, what possible reasons would there be to doubt someone? Eh?
Maybe.
Osho ne mwaiko kuko trade fair. Osho ne mwaiko expo.
I did not go there.
But because him, he also didn't go there.
That's it, all along he has been just buying things for his wedding.
Of course he was, ma'am.
And all along, maybe he was just getting calls and pay for Pakoro to Maonaisa. Now I'm buying this weekend. So, ire muga pitre. Then they say he's dead.
Ire muga pitre nenge egeta and to eri muambwa ehe.
After 2 or 3 days, you don't find anything. I don't regret anything, but I think I was just very young and I just didn't understand life. I was just not open up to everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's when I'm saying that he never gave me reasons to doubt. It's because I just don't think of anything, nothing at all. Nothing comes into my mind. I don't even know.
But what is a reason to doubt?
The definition of...
Just what would be the ideal reason to doubt? Because me, I know if I'm rocking up at my boyfriend's place and there's a shoe, I am here, whoa, excuse me.
Oh.
Whose shoe is this? Let's call her and ask her if she has the other one. What if the other one fell? What if the girl is going to buy a brand new shoe because she thinks she left this in Okahao? Nobody's playing me like that.
not at this age, ma'am. The younger me.
The younger me, yes, I would, yes. Yes. Yes, I would. I never find women things because your sisters and stuff, when they come over, you tell me, I am just here with my sister, but you didn't tell me that. Then I come and then there are women's clothes. Mara, we are on the phone for 2 hours, 3 hours. So you can tell me about your friend from work and what they did, but you don't remember to say that your cousin is here. Your female, you don't remember to say, no, Napewa is here. My cousin Napewa is here at my room here. You don't remember to tell me that.
Yeah, I just didn't think of it. Maybe I'm not trying to use the younger me as an excuse, but I just think that's it.
I think that also, so that you don't fall into this trap again, because I don't think that you, it seems like you're going to, you must not fall into this trap again.
I won't.
How do you know?
How do I know? It's something that I've experienced before. So you want to tell me that history can repeat itself? But
history can repeat it. History can repeat itself if you didn't learn nothing.
But I've learned something.
What did you learn? You just learned love things, you. What you are supposed to have learned is that when people show you what they are doing, believe them. Don't make up your own story in your head.
Yeah, and also I also learned that to notice red flags earlier. If I see something, that I've not been seeing. Let me see a girl thing. It's already a red flag to me. I have to ask about it. Whose thing is that? Mm. Why is it here? I have to be assured that if it's there, how can you assure me that it belongs to that person?
You know, what I always tell men is that men create monsters out of women. Because if it was me that went through this, every time I go to your house, I'm searching your whole entire house. Even the fridge.
Every time
I go to Habibi's place, I will go and search through things to find things. Even the fridge. How do you think I know that men hide food in fridges?
Not food, but
clothes. Best friend used to hide money in the fridge because he doesn't want people to steal his money when he's having his parties.
But in the fridge.
In the deep fridge. Exactly. I think that your biggest lesson is to notice things as they are and not the way you would want them to be. And also, I think that you must ask yourself questions like, why didn't I talk?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see a shoe and then you wait for the person to show you four times first women's things? That's when you are talking.
Maybe I was young in mind.
Like you are blaming this youngness. Young doesn't mean stupid.
Yeah.
Young does not mean stupid. Young means young. It does not mean stupid. So maybe we can look at it from the perspective of, I didn't want to ruin my happy thing that I was having. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know, what if he tells you the truth? Can you handle it? Me, I'll just leave it. Me, I cannot handle the truth. Even if he's cheating, it's just once. I have the key. It's fine. Because sometimes we do that.
No. But the way that he told me everything was he didn't just jump off. Because maybe he was afraid for me to react.
Because you are a woman. You are a person. What he did was bad. But I think also you guys had mutual respect for each other, and that's why it played out the way it did. You respected him a lot. Because if it was me, I'll be breaking windows. Yeah.
It's been a journey for me. That's a story that once upon a time. Or not long ago in
What type of love do you want to have?
The type of love that I want to have. But know that I'm in a relationship. Why won't you ask me a type of love
you're having? You're having right now at 21.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No, it's not about trying. It's just enjoy what you're having. Just, that's it. Okay. Enjoy what you're having. But you're not getting married in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
The I will love never that I accept want. That.
The love that I want is a love that is open.
Mm.
The love that is deep.
Mm.
Honest.
Mm.
Love that feels safe.
Mm.
Love that is nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
Love that is equal.
Mm-hmm.
It should be mutual, not yeah. one-sided.
Mm.
The love that has desire for another well-being. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what
I just
you
need
want.
Beyond.
Are you getting it? There where you are now with your young men. Wait, is he also a senior? This one is most young.
Yeah, I'm getting it, especially when it comes to openness and honesty. I'm really getting it.
Yeah, you're in love.
No, I'm so not in love. I
Does
just
he
love
know
it.
That you are here? You're going to ruin your relationship. You're going to ruin your relationship, you. We don't say such things. Leave it.
He's not listening to that. He's working. Because I asked him, are you online? Like before. And then he said, no. Then he's like, no, I'm going for work. I said, oh, okay. That's it.
Okay, but are you happy? So you eventually found love.
Yes.
Yes, and you are happy now.
With a younger...
So the message today is don't date old men. They are getting married.
But life is complicated. Or is it just us? That make it complicated.
No. It is actually a little complicated, but it's okay. It's okay for it to be a little complicated, but as long as we learn something from it and we get to experience, we are having human experiences. What would you do if your daughter, your 15-year-old daughter, showed you her 37-year-old boyfriend, or your 18-year-old daughter showed her 37-year-old boyfriend?
I have to look at, like, maybe history is repeating itself because I have done that before.
Okay, because parents are narcissists, let's not make this about you. Let's just make it about your daughter, please. Your future daughter.
Yeah. So I have to sit her down, but I will not tell her that I have experienced.
Why not?
That.
Why not?
I will not do
it. Was
that
nice when you were doing it.
So I just have to sit her down and tell her that the world is dangerous, and whatever you want to settle for, it sometimes it doesn't last. Yes, there are times whereby you find someone at an 18 or maybe 19, 2 years later, the person is married to that person. Even though the age gap is a little bit bigger, I don't think that they consider that. Maybe it's love, or maybe whatever reason that they used to do it. I don't know.
But did the age gap ever bother you?
Mom.
never. I like men older. Are you attracted to older men? Are they your type? Not anymore. After I told you not to. Now not anymore. I hate them now.
They are not being, mom.
I hate them. They are not, no. They get married.
They are not being. But, it's just that in actuality, the way that I look at things back then. Mm. It just happened. I was very young. I was really young. It was like I'm blaming my youngness, but I was just young from just high school.
Mm.
I was not introduced to the world, neither the reality itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. There was a love that I had in high school. It was just that love from flesh study hard. We go to university, we pass and they get married.
The real love of your age.
That one.
Maybe Bijoyo Shongaka. Maybe Bujoya Muya Koskolat and Stragela Mo taxi. I want to be picked up. You girls. You guys will finish us one day. In case you didn't get pregnant.
Yeah, at least. I wanted to say that. At least I did not get pregnant. At least. Mm. I did not.
And you didn't catch your Mickey, see?
At least, yes.
At least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. At least I came out clean as I was.
Yeah, the way you went in is the way you came out.
Yes.
Just a little touched. Yeah. Maturangani. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
But I don't have regrets at all.
Yeah.
So I don't have a reason to say that. No. Yeah, I know that it's negative and positive, but I've seen positivity in it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you had a Cinderella moment, and that's lovely. And I'm glad that you're open enough to talk about it and to tell us how things happen. And because many of us, I think that what we can take away from today is, guys, let's just be vigilant. Oh, let's like stop playing with yourself like that. Let's be vigilant. Yeah. Because if somebody is showing you, like, just believe them. Like, what is this? Like, oh, maybe he's just buying mayonnaise.
And sometimes the only thing that we can talk about maybe nowadays, because it didn't only happen to me, because at least it happened to me, but I was lucky enough to get out of it.
Yeah.
Others
are having kids with married people.
Yet you know that.
Yeah.
That person got married in front of you, you didn't say anything. Yet you chose to follow that person also after marriage.
And come back. The person goes and gets married like they went on a holiday and then come back to you. And what do you think is happening there if not being used? You are used for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is, no.
At least I came out.
Yeah, at least you really just left it. And I'm proud of you because not many girls do that. Girls are so afraid. No, girls are so afraid, my dear. Ooh, the pension fund.
Just work hard.
Mm.
Just work hard at school or whatever you are doing in life. You can do that to yourself.
Yeah, because it doesn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't.
There are certain things that you can ask yourself. Mm-hmm. You cannot be depending on that person for the rest of your life.
Mm.
You can't. And you are not even known in the house.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mm. But you people are taking them to meet your parents. It's my boyfriend. It's my boyfriend. But yeah, I'm proud of you though. Regardless of like, it's not even regardless. I'm proud of you and how you have shaped yourself and where you are going in your life. I'm very, very proud of you. I'm proud of the composure that you showed. I'm proud that you didn't kill this man because in that point you had every reason to.
I had every reason. The only thing that stops me or maybe stops me from
my dear.
And you're just going to wake up tomorrow.
I could have burned it down. But the government I didn't.
Law are just laws.
Mm.
Where will be behind
I wish men in Namibia could hear you. And just think about it, right? Men think that it is like women don't get hurt. But what do you call that? That is a deep betrayal. Like, how am I going to trust anyone after this now? Every time I'll be looking over you, like, hey, who are you texting? Who's my mayonnaise? Like, with me, I'd be very traumatized with mayonnaise. Like, my Peter Mwenda mayonnaise or Shija.
And then my mom came over with
mayonnaise.
And I looked at the mayonnaise. I'm like, oh, I know.
Mayonnaise was a big deal, you know? Like, I know. So I'm proud. I'm happy that you even gave yourself time after that to rest from relationships, because I think you took like a whole year and a half or 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, because your relationship is relatively new. And yeah, it's relatively new. And I know that, for the most part of 2023 and 2024, you were just praying for a man. Yeah. Well, I'll never forget that. Your New Year resolution. I want a man.
Coming to the radio, saying about
my dear.
I work all the time.
Yeah.
Resting.
Did our program at least help? Did Pulling Heartstrings at least help you?
It really helped me.
Mm.
Because I remember I came out. But as an anonymous, I talked,
mm-hmm.
you told me what to do,
mm-hmm.
and after all and everything, it really helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I started focusing on important things in my life, because if you keep thinking too much,
mm-hmm.
you're going to kill your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You might go crazy just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had an incident of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Very hallucinating. Later on, people will call you a schizophrenia patient. I don't know. Because you're just fine because of a person. I didn't mean that, but Pulling Heartstrings really helped me. And thank you, Mom, for everything.
Oh, you are my cupcake girl. I know the savage. I will never forget that day. Eh? We will never, there's nobody on this radio that will ever forget that day. Which are you came to tell us here, which are no, eh? What am I going to do with a person that has nothing to offer me? Hey, let's just be honest, you guys. I'm like, hey, the heartbroken has spoken. Hey, Oga Seve Jakaeto. Oga Seve Joshua Pop, you are.
Radio really helped me. Although some people, although I have friends,
mm-hmm.
that I used to listen to Eagle Lesson, then they used to tell me that, no, you are very old. I told them, no, there are certain things that I can do in life and there are certain things that I cannot do in life.
Mm-hmm.
At least listening to the radio and focusing on my goal keeps me home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know one thing that I know about you that has changed?
Mm-hmm.
When we started having conversations, here on the radio, like here, yeah, when you started being my child officially now, your main thing was that you're attracted to older guys. That was your thing, which I know I'm attracted to older guys. I'm attracted to guys that have their lives going. And I think that over the time that we have spent together, I think that you actually found what you are attracted to. And it's not really older guys. You are just attracted to somebody that is present and somebody that is ambitious. And I'm glad you got that.
Yeah.
Now you're dating sister. Hey, sister. No, me, I will not be changed by a male nurse. We have to take out the catheter. No, I will not. Is there no female nurse? But it's just oh, male nurses suffer, guys. Okay. They do.
It's really fun. I enjoy it. Ever since I joined radio, Eagle FM, I started listening to you.
Mm.
It really changed me. It really helped me. Now I'm talking like I'm in church.
Come on. And when God did, you know, and God, I'm like, these girls. The way they just turn shiveva when something bad happened. Atimash veva. kana kanje. But I'm glad everything works out for you. And I'm so proud of the young woman that you are. I believe that you're so well spoken. I believe that you are going to be everything that you wanted and more. And I'm glad that you got a chance to experience your Cinderella moment, so that when somebody treats you like Shrek, you know that this is not what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know. No, my dear. It's like in Dagoskora. Like, even like, Nandi kapakiraro plastika. No. No, I don't want that. Yeah. At least now you know, because many of them fall for so many things just because it's what was introduced to them. And I'm glad you forgave him.
I forgive him because I don't want to hold grudges.
So you must forgive him, you must let it go, and then also men must also learn that lesson. If your girlfriend goes and gets married, don't go and kill her, leave her. Even Aina left.
I left.
Yes.
The fear of being, number one, you are ruining your life. You just started your university. Where would you be behind bars? How many years? Yeah, it was even more corrupt. Ah, guys, I can't.
I'm not made for jail, I'm a princess. Like, I can't. I know, I can't. I'm a princess. I know. Alright, my beloved, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Maybe tomorrow we can talk about the things that we spoke about today. But thank you so much, Aina, for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay. Alright, our line cut there. But ladies and gentlemen, that was our conversation around your bae going off to go and get married, and you had no idea. The possibility of somebody really not having an idea of what is happening, it is there, please. Don't say that, yeah, but how didn't you know? You heard that she really didn't know. And it wasn't there. It's more about what type of person you are dealing with. So if you are ever in a situation of this nature, understand that. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't cry like that. Take it from the perspective of that, the way the person is made you miss a few things. Because one, they are not sneaking off to go and talk to anybody. You guys are sleeping in the middle of the night. There's no phone call. There's no nothing. And also, his phone can just stay there and nothing is happening on that phone. So when would you actually get the thought, right, of going through somebody's phone and stuff like that? So let's take it from there. Maybe tomorrow we'll have another conversation, and let's enjoy our talk therapy that we're going to be having here at Eagle FM, so that we can heal, we can listen, we can engage, and we can talk about it. It's only that today we didn't have engagement because our guest is in a different town. But all in all, I think it was productive, and I think that maybe for you that is about to do that to somebody else, just think of the fact that this is something that could have had the potential to ruin her whole entire life had she not been strong, had she not been stumbled upon a group of people that are willing to talk about everything and anything under the sun. Ne? Maybe, just maybe, it would have ended very, very badly. So before you do things to others, think about it.